Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, my Blog Talk listeners. Thank you so much for joining my sister, my friend, tonight. We are an internet show here to uplift, undergird, and provide resources and information for all our women of all ages, colors, nationalities. We want to provide a place for women to express their ideas and share with other women their concerns, because no woman is an island, and we are here to just make sure that we can provide the information needed or give the resources that we have to those in need. Tonight, we are privileged to have Ms. Rashada Harrison with us tonight, who is the Baby Moses Project. She is going to share information with us about this project here in Texas. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and say hello to her and to all our listening audiences. And also, we want to give a shout out to Pastor Richard Terry at the First Free Will Baptist Church and to Pastor Michael Morgan Sr. of the Shady Grove Primitive Baptist Church. So go ahead, Ms. Harrison, and introduce yourself and tell us all about it. Hello? Rashada? Can't hear you. Are you speaking? Okay. Beverly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Rashada, are you there? You gotta go ahead and unmute your phone, because they can't hear you. Hello?
Did she lose connection?
I don't know. It does not show that she did. It shows that she's online, but I can't hear her. Rashada? Okay. Well, until we get connection with Ms. Rashada, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect and call her right back and see if they'll bring her in. So give us a moment, listening audience, to get this all straightened out, because we have Beverly on the line. Beverly, you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right, well, Ms. Rashada,
hello?
I'm going to disconnect. Oh, okay, there you
hello?
Are. Hello?
I don't know
can
what
you hear me?
Happened. I apologize. I'm not
no,
sure what happened, and I kept saying hello.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me okay now?
Oh, yes, we can hear you very well. Thank you. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself and just tell us all about your project.
Okay, well, my name is Rashada Harrison, as the young lady stated just a moment ago, and I'm a student at the University of Texas in Arlington here, and we, in our training and development department of the communications section of UTA, we were actually contracted by the Baby Moses program to spread awareness for this particular entity, and basically it's to let people know about the law in Texas where you can take your baby, if you're in crisis, you can take your baby of a certain age to any of the safe baby locations, which are hospitals, fire department, and as well as the police department. And so there are some specific things that go along with this, but it's just a program to make people aware that there are options out there, and it was created to help protect parents as well as the life of the newborn baby.
Okay, wonderful. So there is a specific age that the baby can be left at any of these facilities?
Yes, ma'am. The newborn has to be no longer or appear to be no older than 60 days old.
No older than
so the person, 60 days old, yes, ma'am, 2 months old.
Okay. So what is the protocol? What do the mothers have to do?
They just need to take their baby and give them to an authorized personnel at any of those locations. And usually there's a sign up. And it's the, I'm sure people have seen them before. They're yellow with a baby, with what looks like a person holding a baby in their arms.
Okay.
And they just drop the, they just, you, there's two different signs, and people have a tendency to get them mixed up, but it's the ones that are placed at the, it's not the one at the QT, which is Safe Haven. That's for teenagers. But it's the one that's posted outside of the hospital, the fire department, and the police station.
Okay. Are they at the doors of the facilities, or are they easily seen?
They are easily spotted. Usually at the fire department, they're right next to the window bays where the trucks are.
Mm-hmm.
And at the hospitals, they're normally posted by the emergency room and sometimes in the front of the hospital when you first come in.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the person, they're not required to fill out any information. They will ask them to give them some vital statistics about the baby so they can kind of, you know where the baby was born and if there are any problems with the birth or anything like that, but they're not required to give that information. They're only asked just so that, you know, we can have pertinent information about the child in case there are special needs or anything.
Okay. Well, can you tell me what brought this on? Why did they decide to do this project?
Well, honestly, it was because of the number of babies that were being found abandoned, you know, by the birth mother, either because she was underage and no one knew that she was pregnant, or, you know, a family in crisis and just couldn't afford to take care of the baby any longer, and out of panic or whatever the situation was, decided that they were not able to care for the baby. And so the young lady who created this law wanted to implement something to kind of help to alleviate those particular stresses.
Okay. Well, do they, like you said, there's no specific criteria. They don't have to leave their specific name and number to where they can be reached, or how does that work?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, a portion of the law is stated in a way that actually provides anonymity to the parent, so that they're not pursued if you decide to take your baby to one of these locations and provide and give them to an authorized person. You will not be pursued by the police. They won't try to find you. They won't try to contact any relatives or anything like that. So you're actually protected from being prosecuted in that particular situation.
Okay. Well, what happens when the baby is older than the 60 days, and they want to leave them? Can they do that?
No, if they do it after 60 days, if the person perceives that the child is older than 60 days, then that will be considered abandonment, and then Child Protective Services and the local police department will be contacted.
Okay, even if it's just found outside of the fire station, sitting on the step or anything like that, and it's over 60 days.
Right. Yes, ma'am, because you have to, the protocol is to give the baby to someone, and that person, you know, because you still want to be responsible, even though you have an option, you know, you have the ability, I don't really want to say the ability, that's probably not the right term, but you're being placed in a situation where you can be helped, or that the child can be helped, and you not be in a
arrest you or do something to you about it, where there are other consequences,
right? So you still want to be responsible. You understand what I mean? They still want you to provide the baby so that the child is not endangered.
Okay.
So that's the reason. That's the reason why you're to provide to give the baby to someone who is authorized to take the child in.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they, say for instance, you take the baby in today, and you get a stroke of consciousness and go back tomorrow. Can you do that? To get
you
baby?
Can. You can, but there's been a procedure that you have to go through. And I don't have all the ins and out of that part of it because then, you know, you have Child Protective Service and the Alliance for Children that get involved at that point. So I'm not really 100% positive as to what the steps are. But, of course, I'm sure that they're going to go back and make sure, you know, that you're able to take care of the child.
Okay. So once the child is turned in, Child Protective Services gets involved and the Alliance for Children? Is that the
name?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Alliance for Children, they're actually, you know, used to be back in the day, if you had a child that was suspected of being abused or anything like that, then what they would do is they would take the child either to the police station or to a hospital to be checked out, and then all these different people, you know, you go from one place to the other for the child to be checked out. Well, to prevent the child from experiencing any trauma behind having all these different people, then Alliance for Children is where they go. And then everybody who needs to talk to the child then comes to the child there.
Oh, okay. So that's another safety net for the child, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So how long do they stay at the hospital or at the fire station or a facility before they turn them over to CPS or Child Alliance? Do you know?
I don't know the specific time. I do know that once they receive a child, then they do contact Child Protective Services immediately so that the child can be transported.
Okay.
So I don't know what the turnaround time is.
And CPS picks them up from there and takes them to whatever to do what they do, right?
Alliance for Children is actually where they go.
Okay.
And then CPS gets involved at that point.
Okay. So how long has this law been in effect?
I don't want to lie, but I think it's in the since the early 90s, the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a lot of funding for this program, unfortunately. The state agreed to pass the law, but then, you know, they said, well, you'll have to raise awareness on your own or, you know, there's no federal funds for this particular program. And that's one of the reasons why UTA is involved in it at this point is because they need help getting the word out.
Oh, wonderful. We're going to certainly do what we can to help get the word out tonight to let the young ladies, the older ladies, or whoever, parents, fathers. Do you know if fathers have the same right? If the mother just abandons a child and give it to the father, can he turn the child into?
It doesn't have to be a mother. So it doesn't have to be a mother. I'm going to tell you what's, what's really ironic about that question is that it's not really addressed. I'll give you an example of something that happened. Before I did the training with City Women, DFW City Women, there was a case where a gentleman found out that his child had been turned into the authorities from the news. And so, of course, you know, he went down to claim his child and said, you know, this is my baby, you know, I recognize him because that's the outfit that I bought him and whatnot. But they don't really, unfortunately, they don't really take the father into account. You know, we normally assume that once a mother has a child, then she's the primary caregiver and whatnot. So they don't really address it. However, the father is a parent, so it doesn't say that he cannot do that or he is not able to claim the child.
Okay, so they give them the kind of like the right to go and get the child if he prefers to do that.
Yes, of course, you know, like I said, there's a procedure that they have to go through in order to make sure that that's a safe environment for the baby, but yes, that is an option.
Oh, wonderful, because these days there are some men that want to step up to the plate and take care of their little ones.
Absolutely.
I'm seeing more and more commonly today than it was back in the day. So if that is a good thing. I'm glad they are being more responsible. So have there been any real horror stories that goes with this project? Has there been a big abuse factor? Was that one of the reasons also for the project? Roshana?
Hello?
The phone, did you hear me?
It's breaking up. No, ma'am, I'm sorry. Oh. The phone was breaking up.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was asking, was there any real horror stories about babies being abused or mistreated during this, when they first started this? Was that one of the reasons why?
I'm sure there were, not that I have researched. Most of the research that we came across was babies being left abandoned, like behind trash cans. There was a case in Dallas where a young lady had a baby in the restroom and left the baby in the restroom. So a lot of the cases that brought this forth was abandonment. I'm sure that there were cases that, you know, that were related to abuse. You know, specifically like physical abuse that, you know, contributed to it as well, but it was mostly abandonment.
Abandonment. And they were these mainly just newborns, like maybe within hours or weeks or something that they were rescued usually?
A lot of the cases, the children were like within the first few months of birth.
Okay.
Of course, you know, they were decomposed and just were stumbled upon. It wasn't that the person put the baby out in the open somewhere where someone could find the baby, but it was like, you know, somebody would go to empty the trash and they would find the fetus's corpse there, and pretty sad situation, you know. But and that's one thing that I was going to say earlier that I like about this particular program is that it's not about your religious preferences, it's not about your political preferences. It's just about trying to save the life of two people. You know, you have the parent that, you know, for whatever reason, you know, and I try not to, I want to encourage everybody to not to judge the person who is giving up their child, you know, because you never know what the situation is or, you know, what mental state the person is in. I discovered also that postpartum depression is a very common thing, and unfortunately, the anxiety is brought on by the presence of the child. And so, you know, they're in various different states of mind. So with this program, it's just to, you know, give people an option who are in crisis. And you know, we've seen cases ranging from, you know, young teens all the way to, you know, middle-aged, you know, women who have children already. And they just may feel like, you know, they can't go through the adoption process because maybe they don't have the money for an attorney and that sort of thing, and they just don't know what else to do.
Okay.
And so this is a program that's, you know, that's created to help save the life of the parent so that they don't go to jail for, you know, mistreating their child or abandoning their child and then saving the life of a child.
Wonderful. That is so good to know that there is somebody out there that really cares and put a legislation into effect to help save the life of a child at that age, because they're so really kind of critical at the time for them to be nurtured and to be loved, and somebody cares about them, you know.
Absolutely.
That's just really wonderful to know that. Well, my question to you, then I'm open it up for Beverly if she has any questions. Is this state, is only Texas statewide, or is it in other states?
It is in other states, but each state is different. So if you live in a, each state does have a type of this program, but it's not the same. For instance, if you go to California, the time limit that you have to take your baby to a safe place may be different than ours. This is just the 60.
Hello? Oh, she's been disconnected. Beverly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let me see if I can get her back. And you have any questions?
I might have one or two.
Okay.
Please leave your message for 8173533999.
Okay, let me disconnect that. Okay, well, let me try one more time. I am so sorry, listening audience. Please bear with us. We tried to get our caller back in line, so. Very interesting information tonight. And if those of you who are listening have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 310-982-4126.
Okay, I apologize. The phone dropped the call. I apologize.
That's no problem. I got you back.
okay, so did you hear my response to your last question?
Partially. Can you just repeat it? We'll go with that.
I can. Okay, for Texas is 60 days. In other states, the criteria are different. So if you go to California or if you go to Florida or if you go somewhere else, their statute may be different. It's the same concept, but their requirements are different. And so if you wanted to see, you can look up, Baby Moses Project in your particular state, to find out, what those specific standards are.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did look at the website. It is babymosesproject.org, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I did. I looked at a little bit of it today while I was at work. So, Beverly, go ahead. If you have a question, would you ask Ms. Harrison?
Well, one of the things that I was thinking about when I was listening to you was one of the things was it probably was teen girls getting pregnant and some other girls getting pregnant as a result of rapes that were probably dropping their babies off. Some of the girls that were pregnant and the parents didn't know it. And was that the case in a lot of these where the babies were dropped off? Because I remember hearing about them creating this programs that they could leave them at hospitals and fire stations and I think some police stations. But did they find out that these were a lot of teen girls who had gotten pregnant or some girls who had gotten raped and were pregnant and were embarrassed? Was that
unfortunately, because they're not required to leave their information,
yeah.
I can't give you a solid number on there because we don't have the research data to back that up because we don't ask for the information. They're not required to give us their age or, that sort of thing. So, if you go to one fire station, they may say, well, the children that we've had dropped off here, the parents look to be teenagers. We don't know what the circumstances are because, we're not required to get that information from them. If you go to a different one, it may be a mixture. It just depends, but we don't have data for that just because it's hard to collect, and they're not required. They ask for, certain information, but they're not required to give it. That's one thing that they're protected from under the law, so they're not required to give it, so we don't really have stats on that.
I think that was a great thing that they did because there were a lot of babies being left in trash cans and different other mm-hmm. places and parks and stuff, and it really did save a lot of children's lives. So I'm very glad
yeah.
that Texas and other states adopted that law to allow this, because I think it was from what we heard in the beginning, it was a lot of young girls who had gotten pregnant and parents didn't know about it, and others had gotten raped or something, and they didn't. They were ashamed, to...
Right.
Anybody that had happened to them, and to have your family and other people know it sometimes can be very embarrassing. And I'm very glad that you're speaking out about the Baby Moses Project. I think we'll work with you and put it on our website and our Facebook to encourage young girls to remind these young girls that is an alternative or if they should find themselves in that situation. So I'm very pleased that you're getting this all back out into the public and reminding people, because, you know, if we don't remind them very often, sometimes they forget that they have these options. So thank you for doing this.
Yes, ma'am, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and speak with your audience. You know, the more people that know, you know, the more people can be helped. And that's the whole focus and the whole point of this program, is to actually help individuals to know what, you know, what's available to them. Not to give them a, you know, an excuse or an out, you know, but just to let them know that options are available, that you don't have to, you know, take a drastic stand that will affect you for the rest of your life or affect another person for the rest of their life. So I thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, we don't want to keep telling girls they can get pregnant. If you get pregnant, this is what we'll do. But
right.
For the ones that those situations do happen to, and they, because teenagers these days are choosing to commit suicide because of bullying and because of other things, and so we don't want the young girls to feel like they're alone and they have to, you know, go to such extreme states. So I'm glad that you're going back and reminding these young women that they do have this option, although we don't want them to, you know, keep having all these babies out of wedlock.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, we sure do thank you, Ms. Harrison, for sharing that information with us tonight. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us about the Baby Moses program?
I would just like to encourage everyone, if you know people, well, I know everybody knows someone, so just tell someone about it. You can go to AllianceForChildren.org or you can go to the BabyMosesProject.org and just, you know, get the information and just share it with someone else, because you never know who you're talking to that may know someone in this very situation.
Right, or early on, or contemplating once they have the baby, if they don't feel comfortable with giving it up for adoption, they just hand it to somebody at a hospital. Or, hey, let me ask you this, that just came to my mind. Now, if you just walk off after high pill and just leave the baby, what happens? You don't tell nobody that you're going to leave it. You just leave. What?
Well, that's abandonment, because that's not the same thing.
Okay.
Now we did. Now that, you know, when we were talking in our groups, because it wasn't just the group of people that I was training with. We had several other groups that were doing this training as well. And what I found is that everybody came up with different questions. Everybody that they trained had different questions, and that was one of the things is, okay, well, can I hand the baby to the janitor at the hospital?
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically you could, but not being responsible. And that's the thing is that you want to give the baby to someone who's authorized. So if you just had a baby and you walked out of the hospital without letting anybody know that you were leaving, then you just abandoned your baby.
Okay.
And I can't remember, there was a particular case that was very similar to that. I wish I would have anticipated this question, because I would have had that information available, but I can't remember exactly. No, it's okay. I usually try to anticipate the things that people ask so that I can be prepared to answer it for you. And there was a case very similar to that, but I can't remember exactly what happened. But, you know, the person needs to still be responsible. It's not set up for you to just, I'm just going to walk away, but you still have to be responsible and say, okay, you know, I don't believe I'm going to be able to take care of this child, and, you know, I would like to leave the child here with you. Or even if they were to tell the nurse, you know, I'm going to leave and I don't want to take the baby with me, then that's still being responsible. Of course, they have all of the information, but they're not going to be prosecuted because you left out of the care of someone who's authorized to take care of the baby.
Okay.
And you're at an authorized location.
Okay.
And then,
let
me say this. I don't want anybody to get the two mixed up. If you take your child to a Quick Trip, because they have a sign that looks very similar, but it's Safe Haven, and that's for teens, troubled teens. So if you take your baby to, like, a QT, then that is not covered under the Baby Moses law, and they will contact the police when you leave.
Okay.
And then they will attempt to locate you, and then you could possibly be prosecuted for abandonment.
Okay. Well, what if the baby is sick and you're scared to take it to the hospital because you don't know what's wrong with it, and that, you know, you just, you know, some people of a mental capacity might not, you know, think clearly enough to say, well, I'm just going to take my baby to the hospital, and they just take it to the fire station or take it to one of the other facilities, to the police station, and is sick. What happens then?
As long as the baby is 60 days or younger, they may ask you some questions, you know, to kind of ascertain what's going on with the child, but you won't be in any trouble. The same thing applies.
Same thing.
Now, if
okay,
the,
no matter
yes,
what
the same
condition.
Thing applies. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's, you know, some young mothers may not have any guidance from their parents or from an older adult to say, well, you need to take the baby to the hospital, or the baby's running fever, coughing, or whatever, and they just say, well, I don't know what to do. I'm going to take it to the fire. I'm just going to leave it. You know, or something of that nature. So
yes,
they
sir.
Still would not be persecuted or asked any questions if they're within that 60-day period.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's good information to know. I'm certainly glad that you have provided that for us tonight, and we certainly do thank you for taking the time out to come on the show and tell us about the Baby Moses Project. And you would admonish the anyone of childbearing age to do what? What is your take out for tonight? Your take out?
Well, the first thing that I would probably say is to understand that you are not alone, and whatever situation you're in, someone else has probably been in that situation before, and that there are options available for you. And just to reach out to someone. Of course, be safe, be careful, and just be, you know, be mindful of what you're of what you're doing. But at the end of the day, you know, there are options available, and there is help out here.
Well, thank you so much. Would you please again give us the websites or the if you have the numbers available to the help for the Baby Moses Project, or give us the contact information for Baby Moses Project?
Okay, you can go online to www.babymosesproject.org or www.allianceforchildren.org, and they have information available there about the program, as well as contact numbers for you to reach out to a coordinator. Also, you can contact myself if you would like more information about this, or if you would like to have me come out and do a training for your group, and I can be reached at R. Harrison, the number 4, the letter U, at yahoo.com, or 817-353-3999.
Okay, thank you so much. So you do
what
go out and do trainings. Huh?
What is your email address again?
It's R. Harrison, the number 4, the letter U, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
R as in Rashawn. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm looking at doing a health conference in South Dallas, perhaps June or July, and I'd like, I'm going to send you an email about it. And maybe you can come out and talk to the women out there about
okay,
the baby.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay, I'll send you an email about it.
Okay, I look forward to reading that, and I'll get back with you as soon as I can on it.
Okay, great. That would be great.
I'm so excited about this. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome, and we thank you for providing us the information tonight. It has been very, very helpful and intuitive for the people who are listening, and we thank you for taking time out to share with us, and we look forward to hearing from you again, and if there are any updates that we would need to know about or anything else you wanted to share with us, don't feel free to reach out to me and call me. You have my number. You have my email address, so if there's anything else that you would like to tell us about the project or ask for any help or help you get involved in the community to do the health fair or anything else that you're involved with that we can help you with, just feel free to call us. You can always go to Beverly, give her the Facebook pages, please, so she can go and contact and link with us. Beverly?
Hello?
Did you hear me?
I can't forget how to operate the phone sometimes. our website is Granny's Place -ministries.org.
Okay.
And our Facebook is Granny's Place Ministries on Facebook. And you can contact me at B as in Beverly, Granny's Place @gmail.com.
All right.
And we'll put any information you want on our Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn page. So we'd like to keep up to date with information like that so that we can alert people. And we will be doing a newsletter in the coming months. So we'd like to keep up to date with all that type of information.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. If there's any events that you would like for us to advertise or put out on our web page as well, get in touch with Miss Beverly, and she will be more than happy to get that information out.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for coming on tonight and sharing with us. We are going to end the show. If there is no announcements, Beverly, do you have any announcements that we need to tell about tonight?
Hello?
No? Hello?
No, I don't have anything. Other than our men's conference will be held at First Free Will Baptist Church on April 25th from 9 to 12, and it will be held by Minister Joel Lewis. So we'll be getting that out on our website and our other social media pages, and we'd like to invite as many men as possible to come out to this event.
Okay, wonderful. Well, and also we want to make sure that you know that Granny's Place sponsors My Sister, My Friend on Monday nights from 8 to 9. Then we have Mojo Block Talk Radio, which is a marriage and relationship talk show that comes on Tuesday nights from 8 to 9. On Wednesdays, we have the Kingdom Call from 9:30 to 10, I believe, where there's a prayer line that we have, or a prayer request can be made at that particular time. Then on Friday nights, we have Street Talk. That is a program that Granny's Place sponsors with young people of our young ages from, what is it, 21 to 35, Bev?
It's 18 to 35.
18 to 35. They come on and they talk about the issues that they deal with every day on Street Talk. And then on Saturday mornings, please join Free on the Inside, Minister Joel Lewis, who talks to men and gives out resources and information to all young men and men as well about what's going on in society also. So we are trying to stay in the airways with information, uplifting, and we try to keep everybody informed. And please listen to any of the shows. The times are 8 to 9 p.m. on those given nights, and on a Saturday morning is from 8 to 9 a.m. So join us when you're free, and you feel free to go and listen to our shows in archived. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place, and once you're there, you can just click on any show that you would like to listen to, because they come up and from the most recent to the oldest. So feel free to join us anytime you like, any night other than Thursday, because we don't have a show for Thursday. Oh, yeah, and on Sunday morning, we do have Free Will Baptist Church from 11 to 12. So give us a call or join us online or on the Internet and listen to what we have to tell you about what's going on. So if there's nothing else, we thank you again, Ms. Harrison. We thank you, Beverly, for joining us tonight, and we thank you for sponsoring our program. Okay?
Thank you. Have a great night.
All right, and you
thank
too.
You.
We will talk to you later.
Okay,
Bev, can you pray us out?
Yes. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you for the young lady coming on the show tonight to give us the good news about the Baby Moses Project. We thank you because we want to share with our young women that there is hope, there is an opportunity, because sometimes they get into situations that they don't know how to handle. And it's our responsibility to help them. And we thank Ms. Harrison for coming on and letting our young ladies know that there is an open door for them to go through. And we just want to thank you and praise you for opening up these opportunities so that we don't get lost in the midst of all the confusion that goes on. And we thank you for LaShondra hosting the show on Monday nights, spreading the good news about what's going on and how we can help others, how we can be better servants, and how we can spread your word to the world, Lord. And we just want to praise you and give you thanks today, Lord, for all that you've done in our lives and all that you do. And I just want to let you know, Lord, that we love you with all our hearts, with all our souls, with our mind. And we just give you the praise and the honor today, Lord. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.